One of the angles of change that people struggle with is this belief that, well, this is all well and good. I really like Bill. I really like this speaker, that author, this seminar. I get it. There's power here. But you know, I don't see how that will work for me. And the emphasis in that sentence is how. I don't see how that works for me. I don't see the how. And in order for me to feel good, to feel safe, to believe that I can get there, I have to know how I'm going to do it. And so many people are built to struggle with or believe that their struggles are based on, how do I change? How do I get that outcome? The internal voice sounds like, oh, I don't know how to do this today. And remember, in your old you certainty, you will know this following truth, even if you don't use this wording. My old thinking got me to this old place. You will tend to say, oh, I know how I got here. Therefore, here is possible. Over there, however, I've tried that. I've struggled over there. I haven't figured it out yet. So I'm staying here for now. And even if the old place is above average, the old thinking won't get you to the new place. You don't have the how thinking in place yet. And so many believe, until I understand the how, I can't get there. But here's one of the truths, and you know this unconsciously, about how you change, how you grow, how successful people are wired. One of the deepest truths is this. They never care about the how first. They have to know why they want to get there. And when you know the why, and the why is big enough, then your mind will create, find, associate, discover, construct. Your mind will find the hows. So if you must quit smoking and you just can't, well, wait until that stick turns blue. You're pregnant. No oops now. You're done. You quit smoking like that because the why is big enough. How you're going to do it, on the other hand, may be painful. It may be a huge struggle, but it doesn't matter. You'll figure out how to do it. The why is big enough. Think of other whys in your life. I need to make more money. I want to do this. I want to do that. Oh, I'm struggling. I just can't. It's so hard. I can't. All of a sudden, your child has something come up and you need the money, or someone you love needs money. They need a life-saving surgery. Guess what? The why is big enough. You get the money. When the why is big enough, you will discover the hows. You will create the hows. The hows will find you because you're so laser focused on why. And counterintuitively, the bigger the intensity of the why, the easier the hows become. And always, 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 the why comes first, particularly in the tough sections of life. And so many people believe the opposite. They believe that they change when the how, the roadmap, the directions appear. But in the deep part of life, that is never true. So if you are pursuing something in your life that you say that you want, know the why first. Everything else will come. So in that understanding of why you must change, there has to be a paragraph, a huge emotional paragraph or speech. There has to be a big dramatic movie section playing in your mind and in your heart as to why you must defeat this demon, why you must win this part of the movie. If you don't have that why, or if the why is insignificant, well, I really should be more successful because, well, I really would like to upgrade my house and I love my spouse and I really kind of want more for my kids. Or, I feel guilty that I don't have more for my kids, but we're doing okay. We're above average and the planet's really stormy right now. And you'll go into this story as to why not now, but when you really sit down and say, well, why do I want to be successful? Why do I want this outcome? Why do I want to be the extraordinary, magical, inevitable me? And you don't have a good answer for that. You cannot. You will not win. Get excited. And with every upgrade in your why, feel how much better the hows, or how the lack of hows, become less.